Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt, the carpooling podcast. Your hosts, D-Train, Chris Payne, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we're back. Episode 55. What up, everybody? Thanks for listening. Hey, D, what's up?
I gotta tell you something.
What up?
I have a buddy of mine who is about 33.
Uh-huh.
And he took his girlfriend to the Justin Bieber concert last night. And he was like from here. Well, no one can see. So he was about 30 feet from the guy and all that.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was the only fucking dude that was there. He looked like a pervert. He said that Justin made eye contact with him like 3 or 4 times and he felt like a fucking loser.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
But apparently maybe there was some dads there too. So it kind of like...
You thought maybe he was a dad? Maybe he would have got to party with him. Maybe he's like, oh, that guy's old enough to party.
Could be.
Go do cocaine with Justin Biebs.
The Biebs. So, yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
We missed the concert, pal. That's really what I'm getting at, is that we missed it.
You would have went.
I would have. I love Biebs.
Yeah, you love Biebs.
Fucking all those
teams. He's your idol.
Yeah. I think I am Biebs in a way.
Right.
Somehow.
All right, before we get too much off topic, last episode was a short episode, but you teased a little bit of hooker action.
Oh, you want a hooker?
So I wanted to make sure to bring it right up, right off the start.
Okay, okay.
Before we get off on anything else.
So I know a dude, which we won't name names, who likes to frequent whorehouses.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, I'll get the name for you guys, there is one that is hands down, apparently, like, it's not even comparable to the other whorehouses around. And, like, he's been places where other people have been talking about it and been like, yo, you won't believe this. And they'll start bringing shit up in this, and he'll be like, oh, that's this place. I think it's called the Crystal Palace.
Okay.
Or something.
And this is here
in
Toronto?
This is like either in Brampton or somewhere in Toronto. It's around here. Like,
okay.
Within 20 minutes of us where we are
right
now.
Somewhere. Yeah.
So it's well known. Like, so I'll just set the stage for you. You walk in there, there's a chick behind the counter. You ask, can I see the girls? They bring, apparently at this place, I don't know what happens at other places, but at this place, apparently they bring them out to you one at a time. They shake your hand and then they leave. So it's not awkward when you might, like, one might always get picked, right? It kind of sucks for the other ones, right?
Right.
So, and then they leave and then you pick one. But this place is, like, classy to the point where, like, if another patron comes in, they'll, like, take him away to, like, another room that has, like, waterfalls and shit. So, like, it's not awkward, like, the two fucking perverts.
In the same spot.
Yeah, they don't look at each other in the eyes. It's just
fight over the same girl. I want her. No, I want her.
So
you have to wait 20 minutes for her.
That's gross, right?
You know.
Yeah? Like, you want to wait for that one? No thanks.
Yeah. So, it's best not to think about that thing, I imagine, in those situations.
Yeah, like...
Just go for it.
So, anyways. He gets to know the counter chick, and he like, I don't know, the chicks like, I know it sounds crazy, but they like to fuck him because he's
like good in
muscular
bed.
Handsome guy and all this shit, right?
Right.
So
look at this fucking idiot.
He's actually gotten their numbers before and met them like outside and had free sex with them after.
Right.
Like, cause like they're used to slobs going in and whatever.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy guys.
That's besides the point, yeah.
But not big cocks.
Right. So he goes and he flirts with the counter girl and he always tries to get the counter chick to sleep with him, but it never works or whatever, like. Sometimes the counter chick will ask if they can come in and look at him and stuff, fucking stuff. And he'll say yeah, and he'll let like the receptionist come and watch him fuck and stuff.
Right.
And so anyway, he gets a rapport with the thing. And he just was telling me about recently he went, and the counter chick that he knows was like, hey, we got these new girls in. And he's like, oh, you're going to have fun with these ones. And he was like, why? Like, what could possibly, whatever. And he's like, told me, he's like, yo, D-Train. He's like, these chicks do things that I didn't even know girls would do. Like,
really?
Like,
did he give you examples?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting into those now. But for instance, with him, they don't even make him wear condoms. Like,
really?
Literally, like, he'll go in and it's supposed to be a massage and a handjob. So they'll fuck him. And they'll ask him, like, hey, oh, you just have to trust me. I'm clean. I just want to fuck so bad. And they don't even charge him. And he fucks them for free.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Whoa. So he says, okay, there's this other one, there's this Spanish one. So he picks this Spanish one, and he gets taken off into the room, and he's like, he's pretty conservative. Like, I wouldn't say he's sexually wild, like bondage, all this stuff. He's not in that, as far as I know. We're pretty open with each other. He would have told me by now. So he said, okay, give me the wild one. He goes in there with the Spanish one. And she starts by like rubbing his back and giving him all these massages and everything. And she's like rubbing his asshole and like playing a little bit. And he doesn't know how he feels about this or whatever, right? So she reaches down below his ass cheeks and like starts feeling his balls and like rubbing his dick like backwards, right? He's face down.
Okay.
And he says the next thing you know, she fucking spreads his ass cheeks open and starts licking his asshole out.
Whoa.
Yeah, like for no, like he didn't ask for it or anything. And
that's sweet.
He got his asshole eaten out and he didn't know how he felt about that.
He didn't like it?
Like I've told other people the story. Why is this guy flashing me?
He wants you to go faster.
Oh, okay. I'll get closer to the guy in front of me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I lost my train of thought.
Okay, so he licked your ass.
Yeah, he got his asshole eaten out.
He didn't know how he felt.
And he just let it happen or whatever. And then he, what did he
do? Did she do it, like, bare?
Yeah.
So she didn't put, like, a condom or a saran wrap or anything?
Nothing.
Whoa.
Just straight asshole licking.
He could have been, like, the worst fucking...
Well, they shower you and bathe you first,
and then
give you a complete rub down. And then,
I don't know.
Legit, and half of these work as masseuses by day,
right?
So they can actually give you a real massage,
right?
Like, which,
yeah, but I wouldn't even care. Like anybody knows, like the gist of giving a massage, right?
Like
if a random person just has no idea how to give a massage and gives me a massage, I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
he gets pissed. He likes it when it's a good one.
Really?
So anyway, apparently she starts giving him.
More ass
lap
licking?
Dance, and then like sticks her like naked pussy right in his face, and he says he just like totally ate it out, even though she's a hooker, like
Whoa.
No protection, nothing. And then that's
cold
the,
sore the
no,
day.
No, that's the girl that was like, now she's like, this is the crazy part. She's like, okay, listen, just trust me, I'm clean and all this stuff. I just want to fuck. I need this and that. So he fucks her with no condom, and I'm like, dude, she just ate your fucking asshole out, and she doesn't know you. Clearly, this chick's morals are slightly loose and possibly not the cleanest of chicks.
No.
But anyway, it was a good time had by all.
Did he go to the doctors?
No.
He didn't
doesn't
give
care
a fuck,
about
eh?
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But so anyways, apparently this place, I think it's called the Crystal Palace.
Right.
Apparently it's just fucking like next level shit.
Right.
Like he says.
So what does it cost?
That's the thing. $1.60.
That's it?
For all that.
Whoa.
Of course.
And it's actually a massage place. Can you put it on your work stuff?
Oh, no. That's why he doesn't go anymore. He can't get away with taking the money out of his account without anyone noticing.
No, yeah. Okay. But it's still considered a massage place, but they probably only take cash?
Probably.
Would they give you a receipt?
I never asked that, but he says, like, he went there one time and, like, there was a drunk 21-year-old kid type thing sitting there, and they only had two girls. So it's like he took the first one.
Yeah.
And, like, the other kid kind of got stuck with whatever else came out.
Right.
He says the ones that are, like, they'll come and go fast, but that asshole eater out one, like, the real crazy ones that are just fucking wild, he says they keep bringing in customers, so they get to stay there long.
Right.
Like, this is a place of competition. Like, chicks compete to be there.
Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Like, some reason.
Well, you're not going to make... You get you tip them after,
yeah,
don't you?
I think.
Don't you pay like 100 like the 160 to the house and then you give them a tip after?
I think, but
pretty
that,
sure that's
I don't
what
think he does
do.
Because
really?
They like him. Like
they don't like him any. He never sees them again.
No, he doesn't. Like he says as soon as he gets out in the parking lot, like most time he just deletes the phone number.
Right.
But yeah, so I guess that shit goes on out there.
No, but I what I was getting at is if they give you a receipt and shit, you can claim it.
Yeah, that'd be something.
And it'd be like 90% off.
Yeah.
You know? If it was just like, I imagine they are like called exotic massage and shit, so you wouldn't be able to get away with it. Like it wouldn't just
no
be called
idea.
Like Frank's massage.
Yeah,
parlor.
If they were registered, whatever, yeah, you could get it on your work stuff probably.
Probably.
But I knew a cop that fucking did that once. He was supposed to be, I probably already told this story, it's a funny one, where he was actually tasked to go into the places,
only
he was so new, he fucking let the girl give him a fucking hand job.
Whoa.
And when he came out and said, yeah, this is one of the places like that. And he's like, how do you know? He's like, well, fucking she did it. He's like,
right.
You're a fucking idiot. You're not supposed to get the hand job.
Yeah, you're not supposed to let them do it.
He got transferred to some other division or something as a result of it.
They had to go rat him out?
Yeah.
I thought they stuck together and were like, all right, just...
Well, they can't arrest her now. She'll be saying, what are you talking about? I gave him a hand job.
Oh, right.
Like, the whole sting's over.
Right. Oh, so they went right in right away and arrested him?
No, I don't know how that all went. He didn't get that.
He could have
just
never went back. Yeah. That's what I did.
But he did get the hand job, though.
Good for him.
So.
That's good for an officer.
What's a hand
job? Deserves
a
hand job. I don't know. Ask your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You should have asked
these
questions.
He doesn't do hand jobs. He probably goes full blast.
Yeah, but I'm sure it started at like hand jobs or something. And then like worked its way up to blow jobs and ass licking
and he's
pussy eating.
Yeah. He's 4 for 4 at strip clubs too. Whenever he's gone to a strip club, he takes a chick home.
The stripper.
A stripper. Like he's never struck out.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is from him saying it.
No, I know him well. He would never lie.
No?
No, I know him well. I'm not gonna say how well I know him because that would, but I know he wouldn't lie.
Okay. No, I believe
it. I've seen him do it. I've been there when he's done.
Right.
And this is his thing. He has a perfect plan for it. And this is his, if you want to know, the secret of picking up things. He says you go there, you never buy a dance. You never whatever, ever. He says the one will sit down at your table because that's what they do. And they try to convince you to get a dance. And you kind of look at them sly and you're like, you think I have to, do I look like I need to pay to get a woman or whatever? And then they'll say, well, whatever. And then they'll leave. He says, sooner or later, like 10 minutes or whatever, you just keep drinking beer and enjoying yourself. Say, I'm here with my friend Steph. They'll come back and bug you again. And that's when you say no and you act a bit cocky and do the whole thing again. He's like, by the third time they come, they're sunk. And if they do the whole routine again, he's like, listen, I'm not paying for a dance. He goes, this is what I will do. I will take you home and fuck the shit out of you.
Right.
And then they go, what? Like they get all surprised. Like, how confident is this guy? And he's like, and then they leave. But he says, at that point, guaranteed, 5 minutes later, they'll be back at your table and you'll be taking them home.
Really?
Yeah. It helps if you're handsome and muscular, obviously.
Right.
But
if it does not work, Derek, you're not responsible.
Yeah, I'm not responsible if you try that and end up losing all your money and wallet or whatever.
Buying
dances and going home and jerking off.
Right.
So, yeah.
And not blowing your load in your pants, which is the payoff for normal-looking people at strip clubs.
Yeah. Then they get sticky underwear syndrome.
You know, you wear splash pants.
What's a splash pants?
You know splash pants. They're like...
Tearaways?
No, not tearaways. They're like... the outside of snow pants. Remember? They used to be popular when we were younger. They were like kind of like a silky... Not silk, but... I don't know. Like maybe throw... Maybe you're right with throwaway, but I don't think that's right. It's like a... Like a windbreaker kind of... Like your jacket, okay? The jacket you have here, not the one you're wearing.
Like that,
but pants.
Oh, like windbreaker.
Yeah, like windbreaker pants.
All right. Those are called splash pants?
I don't know. That's what we used to call them, splash pants. Because, like, you know, they could get wet.
Okay, cool.
So, like, if you're fucking hopping around in puddles or whatever you're doing with them on. That's what they say to wear. That's the thinnest material.
Ah, good thinking. Right? That's like paper.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, you get away with a lot. And you definitely don't wear underwear to that shit. You go in commando with those on.
That's fucking greasy.
That's greasy. Because, like, some of the girls will put down, like, a little napkin or some shit on your dick, right? When they give you a lap dance.
Oh, what, your dick's out?
No, it's not out, but, like, just in case, you know? Like, they're like, I don't trust this guy. Or this kid might fucking blow his load. It looks like he might blow his load, so I'm going to put this little fucking handkerchief down.
Jesus Christ.
So I don't get wet. Or maybe they do it so that their pussy doesn't get you all wet.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
If they're frisky or something.
Yeah, like, you know, I imagine that they like doing that. They wouldn't just do it for the awesome money. They must kind of like doing it.
No, I guess.
You know?
I don't know.
You would imagine. Some of them.
Enjoy it? Yeah, yeah. Some must enjoy it.
Yeah, not even like for the sex. Like they like doing it and it's just going to turn them on a little bit. Like
yeah,
you hear like porn stars talking all the time. Like they love having sex.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never heard an interview with porn stars?
2016, Derek.
It's pretty cool.
Come on.
I don't read Playboy for the articles.
Right. Isn't that Pam Anderson's the last one?
Oh, she is?
Well, I don't know. She was on the cover. I don't know if she's actually the last naked, like, centerfold.
She,
I don't know, 50-some. She's dying, though, right? Hepatitis C or some shit?
Yes.
You know how that happened? I just fucking heard it today.
How?
It was with Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
And they got tattoos together. And they fucking used the same needle to get a tattoo.
Because they're fucking unprotected anyway, right?
But the fucking tattoo artist let him did it.
Yeah, that's a no-no.
You can't do that shit.
Yeah, that definite breach of... You have Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. You're going to do whatever they tell you, probably, though.
Maybe, but still, like, how hard is it to change a needle? You have thousands and probably tens of thousands of needles in your place. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because don't they just throw them out after?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
They're just literally like...
Disposable.
Yeah.
Take it out, put it in.
Throw a new one in.
Yeah.
So...
That's half the cost of the tattoo. It's the fact that they have to use new equipment.
Right.
Like...
Right.
You have tattoos?
No.
Okay.
I don't fucking do that shit.
Hell no. Me neither.
I'll probably get a couple tattoos eventually. Just depends when.
Like what? Like,
I don't know.
What are you thinking?
Like a big pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Asshole on my asshole.
That would be classic.
You know how much that would hurt to get a
an
fucking
asshole
tattoo
above
on your
my asshole? But as most realistic as possible.
Yeah.
So they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, which one's which.
That's funny.
Man, look at this fucking plane, man.
Yeah, that's weird.
Doesn't it look creepy? I know it's just kind of turning, right. But those are its wings, but...
I'm glad I'm not...
Freaks me out, man, when I'm driving home, and I'm always looking for aliens in this area. Like, and it'd be the worst spot for aliens because of all the airplane action around Toronto, this area. So the aliens would not come around. But I still watch, and then I see, like, fucking shit like that, and I start getting freaked out. I'm like, they're invading, man. They're going to fucking attack now. We're fucked.
We're covered, buddy.
You are, maybe. Not me, man.
I got glow sticks.
Yeah.
We'll put them on everyone so we can see each other.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah.
I actually went to Party City and got some.
Some glow sticks?
Yeah, to put in my survival kit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got, like, your gun thing now.
Yeah, that's my survival kit.
Yeah. You're all about... That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
What did that thing cost you? Nice gun safe.
That? Fuck. I had gift cards, so it cost me, like, a...
Yeah, no. But
like
all
total,
together,
like
with the gift card.
$650?
And how many fucking 12-gauge shotguns can you get in there?
10.
10?
One for each of us.
Whoa, that's pretty good, man. Is it filled already?
No.
He's like, fuck yeah.
I don't need 10 guns.
Well, you know, like, I imagine people who, like, shoot guns and shit.
Oh, they love guns.
Yeah, like, so they'll, like... It's just like any collector, right?
Yeah, of course.
They get a little taste of it and then just keep buying shit.
What the secret is that no one realizes, they've probably addressed it in a few shows like The Walking Dead and different things. I'm not sure. I don't recall. It's not guns you run out of. You run out of bullets.
Yeah.
Everyone has guns.
Yeah.
No one has bullets.
Yeah.
What you got to do is stock up on bullets.
Yeah.
That's it.
I can't go buy bullets, though.
I'm not sure.
I don't think I can. I don't think you can in Canada.
Okay,
some random people go by. Like, maybe. I'm pretty sure you can't, though.
Nah,
I think you have to have your fucking
safety
course, I think.
Yeah. Because you can make a gun out of anything.
Yeah.
Like a pipe and a fucking, some duct tape and shit.
Well, you could probably just throw those in a fire, right?
Or that, even.
And then it would just fucking
blast off. Any direction they want.
Yeah, they must have some kind of thing to tell you, like, keep track of who's buying bullets and shit. And what kind of bullets.
Yeah, that's true.
At which stores.
Yeah, that's...
But they do sell those things at, like, Canadian Tire and shit.
When I was at Bass Pro, like, I was working security at Vaughan Mills Mall, and I would go into Bass Pro, they would have days where it was like a couple cents off bullet day, and people would be wheeling out shopping carts full of bullets.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy. But I guess
they go through a lot
expensive
of them, right?
Yeah. Oh, if you're at the shooting range, you might go through a couple $100 worth of bullets in one day.
And you got to keep practicing. Like, if you're, like, you're a hunter and shit,
yeah,
you only get one shot.
Yeah. That's it.
Majority of the time. Sometimes they get a second shot off, I guess, if you clip them, right?
I didn't tell you. When I was coming home one day, picked Jessica up, right at Mulock and Young, there was a fucking huge deer dead that someone hit.
Whoa.
Real close to us.
I wish you could just take those.
You can.
Like, I thought you couldn't. No, I thought it was illegal now.
You have to have a permit, I think.
Oh, you need a permit? Yeah, so like I couldn't just grab it. Because
people would just purposely that don't
hit
have
deers.
Hunting licenses or anything take an old beater out and try to smash
fucking
it.
Smash into
and
them.
Be like, oh,
yeah,
I just went hunting.
Yeah,
yeah, probably you're right.
Because I when I hit my deer driving home a while ago with the old car, he was fucked up in the ditch.
Oh yeah, dead or not quite?
No, he wasn't dead, but he was fucked up.
Damn.
Like all his legs and shit were all broken.
Oh, Lord help.
So I just went to the house that was closest, and I was like, yo, I just hit a deer, I'm taking off, but like he's pretty fucked up in the ditch. I don't know, like, if you want to take him or kill him or whatever you want to do. And he's like, oh, I can't do that. He's like, I'll call the ministry though. And then that's what, so then I asked my old man after, and he said, yeah, you can't take him. And then he said that I could have got in trouble because I bounced.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I was supposed to say it was an accident.
Yeah, I know that. I know you're supposed to do that. I know you'd get in trouble if you didn't, though.
I don't know. My old man said I did. So I had to call, and it was like 2.5 hours away where it was when I finally got home. And then I had to explain to them where it was. And then they said that if the dude actually called the ministry, which hopefully he did, and he didn't actually just go take him, because I was sending the cops right there, who will send the ministry. And, you know, they'd find him and then confirm that nobody was, there was no humans who were hit there.
Damn.
So I never got anything called back from it.
But the dude, Matt, when they came across a moose that was hit on the side of the road, but it was cold. It was like the dead of winter.
Yeah.
Well, they waited to pick, they called OPP and waited there. And just as they were waiting, three other people came and tried to steal their claim. Tried to take the moose.
Really?
And they had to tell the guys to fuck off. I was here first.
Yeah.
Then when OPP showed up, they gave him the okay to take it. But the guy he was with, I'm pretty sure, is a licensed hunter.
Right.
And probably had a tag for a moose.
Right.
So.
Yeah, tags are, maybe it's different. Who knows? Like, I don't know this shit. Like, I'm talking a lot out of my ass. Like, the stuff that I just said was real.
But, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You could be able to just pick up a fox if it's dead and skin it. I don't know.
Yeah, keep the hide.
Yeah, who knows?
That'd be cool.
Tweet us. Message me and tell me.
Dude, you can get skunk pelts for $15.
Yeah. It reminds me, in Newmarket, so many times the last, like, 2 weeks, probably averaged, like, 4 times on my way home, I seen a fox.
Really?
Yeah. In, like, weird areas, like down Davis near the hospital. Like,
oh, I've seen that one. Up, I've seen that fox.
Up behind Giant Tiger area.
Never seen
When you take the back route, he was going into the park. And he was pretty big, man.
They take dogs and snatch them.
Well, yeah, I could imagine, because, like, this one I saw, he was pretty big. I thought they were little wimpy fucking small bitches.
No, they're okay. And coyotes, like, are even bigger.
Well, you know, coyotes are bigger. But coyotes are bitches, too. Let's see.
Yeah.
Fuck those assholes up.
There's a fox where I work sometimes in the morning.
Yeah? You feed them?
No, I only see them once.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to tell you. I got to tell you on here.
All right.
That Volt.
Yeah?
I drove by it. It's got 2 gas tanks.
Okay.
At your work.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I asked somebody.
Yeah.
They told me.
You can do both.
Yeah.
So that's probably the way to go.
For sure.
If you're going to go electric. The Volts, everybody. Because you can do both. And that's awesome. If you just switch it over.
Yeah, flip the switch.
And then go into gas for those long trips. Or if you run out. Because that'd be a pain in the ass. Like, you're on the highway with an accident.
Oh, God.
You know, and it's like, you can't move. Yeah. You're fucked.
You'd have to pull over and turn your car off, I think.
Yeah, and if you're in the middle lane and you can't move for like an hour, you're fucked. Straight?
Yeah.
Okay, go down somewhere else, because Steph said that there's a fire at the 404 Plaza.
Okay, cool. And really? Shit, I wonder what place burned down.
I don't know. She said there's a fire. We can risk it and go for it.
No, I know a way.
Check it out.
I know a good way.
Yeah.
Unless you want to see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get stuck.
What happened? Like smoke she could see, or she read
about
it?
I don't know. My phone died.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah. My daughter took my phone this morning. Well, she does sometimes, like if she doesn't sleep. And then she'll play with it all night. And then I'll get in the morning and it won't have a charge. And I don't have a cable that, like, I have a cable in the van.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm with you, I don't have a cable, so.
Shit. Duh, if that happens again, I'll toss you them from work. I got some.
Oh, yeah?
Toss
like
you
the little.
Take with you.
The stupid 5, the one that I have, has like the different cable.
Oh, yeah.
The small little bitch fancy one. Well, not really anymore. It's like 4 years old now.
What am I? I'm rocking a 4S.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the year is one lower than mine, a year before mine.
That's
then.
What I mean. I'm even
I was reading, I know you don't really care, but fucking the new iPhone is getting rid of the earphone jack.
Oh, people are pissed.
That's fucking bullshit.
What are they going to be able to do now? Is there a new design?
No, you'll have to use, like, the charging cable area. So you'll need a whole different headphones. They're just trying to make it thinner. You don't need it thinner. Like everywhere I was reading, they're like, you do not need a thinner iPhone than this.
No. Why would you?
Yeah. It's like, if to get rid of the little
port. How small do you want it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm done with the iPhone. When I get a new phone, the BlackBerry came out again. Remember BlackBerries?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Nice. And it's Android now.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty dope.
Does it?
Seems like it's nice. You got a keyboard, but it's also Android, so you get all the apps. I don't know. I think that's what I'm going to get. But every time I look at price, man, they're like $400 on a 3-year term or a 2-year term. It's like, fuck, I don't have $400 for a new phone.
And I'm never doing a term.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I don't mind doing a term, but every time you want to do a new term and get a new phone, you have to redo the term, and it's always like $10 more. So like, say I'm at $50 for everything I want. If I get a new phone, I got to go up to $60. Now it's probably like $80. Like if you get a new phone on a term, like the minimum that you'll want to use is like $80 a month. You know?
That phone's out already?
Yeah, it's out.
And how good is it? We should be reinvesting in rim stock? Is that how good it is?
Well, everyone who says they use it and they love it because it's literally just like, because you know what Android is, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just an Android phone and then it has like a few of the BlackBerry features and it has the BlackBerry keyboard.
Like BlackBerry Messenger, is that still a thing?
Yeah. That's not so big anymore because you can get that on everything now.
Okay.
Like there's apps on all of them. But still, like, I guess it's better for business. Writing emails and like writing shit. Yeah. Way better to use that thing.
I went from a BlackBerry to this one.
Yeah, that's what I used to have a BlackBerry too. A few of them actually. But I couldn't. The one thing that holds me back is like I'll listen to podcasts, like the carpooling podcast.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't think you can get the iTunes podcast app on Android. So all the podcasts that I listen to on there, I'll have to download on my computer and put on separately, like each time. Where right now I can just download right onto my phone.
Okay.
So it's kind of an inconvenience, you know?
Yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do, man? You're going to have to do it. Bite the bullet eventually.
Nah. My phone will last 20 years.
Yeah. Like my first computer, 6 gigs.
Yeah.
That lasted
a long time. Yeah. Probably still kicking.
I probably still have it tucked away somewhere.
Yeah. What, like a Pentium 2?
Full of porno. That was pretty 6 gigs, you probably, that was used.
That would have been not a Pentium 2. Probably like a Pentium 4, or maybe even better than that.
Yeah, those words sound familiar.
Yeah.
Pentium 2 processor.
Was it like a MS-DOS? Play games like that? You had to type in the code?
It wasn't good enough. The only game I played for a bit was Age of Empires 2. I don't know how, but it sucked. It was slow, but I was able to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so it must have been fairly new.
Yeah.
Newer. 6 gigs of RAM, that's pretty good, actually.
No, of hard drive space.
Oh, hard drive space.
I have no idea the RAM.
Okay, so that was probably like Pentium some shit. I don't know. I don't know when Age of Empires 2 comes. I think people still play that game, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's like a classic. People love it. I loved it.
Yeah.
But it's all about Gems of War now, folks. Get it for free on your Xbox Ones.
Yeah. Play with D-Man.
Yeah.
Not me.
We got a clan. About 8 of us in it now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's all right. Yeah. You guys like go to war with people and you guys win all the time?
Yeah, I'm the biggest guy in the clan.
Yeah?
So
you're the top dog?
No one gets me. Yeah.
But do you think there'll be a mutiny? Someone will try to take your top spot?
No. I play way too
growl,
many video
fight
games.
You? Right?
I just fucking...
You don't play the other game? That's all you're playing now?
It's been like 4 days since I played that game.
Whoa. It's done then. You're not going back?
I'll go back.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Nah, you won't.
I will. I hope.
You're going to get behind and then you'll be like, fuck this.
That's the thing. I'm too ahead.
Oh, so you got to wait for people to catch up?
Or at least fucking give a new DLC or something.
Didn't that just come out 2 days ago?
And I mounted that. Fuck.
What you need is to wait for the expansion.
What's that?
Well, the DLCs are like little things. Like an expansion is like a huge thing. It's like almost like in the computer world, it was like the price of a new game. But it came with like way more shit.
Are they planning one?
Oh, I imagine they probably will.
I hope.
All those MMOs always have fucking expansions. But yeah, DLC, that could be just it. They're probably making more money off DLC by giving you a little piece at a time.
Yeah, these days it's all about that, man.
Yeah.
It's all about fucking nickel and diming you.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been playing games, man. They fucking axed me off at work. Wouldn't let me play anymore on my lunch, which pissed me off. Yeah. And so I've just been reading books.
I watched you playing Mario not fucking 2 days ago.
Oh, the only reason I played it is because my daughter came up to me and said, I can't beat this part. Can you beat it for me?
Oh, you're the guy?
Well, obviously.
That's awesome.
So that's the only reason. If you were listening to the conversation,
I was not.
You should have
that's
heard
like
that.
Every father's dream. Yes, dear. I will
no,
play
I get,
that.
I get sad. I'm like, no, you got to do it yourself.
Oh, really?
You got to do it yourself and you'll get better.
Yeah, true.
She's pretty good now, though. My oldest, man.
That's awesome.
Like, she's pretty talented at games. But then I feel bad. Like, I don't feel bad for her. I, like, question myself. I'm like, am I letting her play too much?
Fucking tough. Because,
like,
she
likes playing. Like, she loves playing games now. And it's like, maybe we should go do something else.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
Because I got free reign, and I turned out
I had
okay.
free reign, too.
So.
To an extent, I think. I think sometimes, like, if I got really in trouble, I'd get, like, kicked off. I wouldn't be able to play.
That would be your punishment.
But I also had, like, you know, lots of siblings. So it wasn't like we had a whole bunch of systems, like four PlayStation 2s. We had one. So if a person was playing it, you couldn't get on it.
Oh, true.
And if they were addicted to it, you couldn't, like, they're going to be on it all the time.
There's certain games that are funner to watch than others.
Yeah.
Like to bring back that Age of Empire game. I used to like, or Command & Conquer, I like watching people play that.
Right.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Like if you were playing it, I'd just watch it.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to watch someone play Mario because as soon as they, like, fuck up, you want your turn to take the controller
right,
and try
right.
it, right?
Yeah.
So.
It just reminded me, you never played Final Fantasy VII, right?
No.
You'll go left here.
Yeah, that's what the plan is.
Well, it was like a turn-based RPG. Okay, back in the day when I came out on PlayStation 1, and they're remaking it now. And it's like a hack and slash kind of game now. They
Which
changed
one?
The gameplay to like hack and slash.
Like Diablo active. Or something?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I think you still go into fight games and where it'd be turn based, but you can move around and like strategize and shit. I don't know how I feel about it.
Hmm.
I was personally hoping for like just the graphics update of Final Fantasy VII, and I would have been happy.
Okay.
But they went like all, you know, they're changing the fucking mechanics of it. So I don't know if that's good or people at home, tweet us, let me know what you think.
Someone I know is getting Final Fantasy something in a bundle they bought their kids for Christmas. They're asking me about it. I said that you love it. So I said, you'll
yeah.
play. Like, I think it's probably too complicated for his kids, but he'll play. Man.
Depends which Final Fantasy and shit.
Whatever.
There's a whole bunch of different ones. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many. I don't know what bundled with what anymore. What system? PS4?
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Xbox One. They already have the PS4.
Oh. I don't know. Beats me, my man.
That would be cool once he's on that, though.
Yeah?
Woohoo!
You gonna play with him?
Oh, yeah. Everyone has the PS4, man. No one has the Xbox.
Yeah.
So.
Except for me, but I never play.
Yeah, it's too
bad. We never play games.
You have better things to do.
Not really. I wish I could play games.
Yeah. Well, fuck.
Yeah, what are you going to do? So, yeah, Final Fantasy VII, people. Let me know what you think about that, because I don't know. That kind of bugs me, I think.
Those ones that are kind of similar, like you're talking about, those Lord of the Ring turn-based strategy games,
yeah,
those were amazing.
Yeah.
I really liked those.
Yeah, I remember those. Those were fun.
Yeah, because you could move your character, too.
Yeah.
And, like...
Right.
Like a chess piece.
Yeah.
While fighting.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like that, which if it is,
no,
that's
I watched
fucking
it, man.
Great.
I watched it. It was, I'm pretty sure they were moving it like, you know, not this one. Right. They were moving it.
You know this way?
No, you this don't go this
shortcut.
Way. You go the next one. I'm telling you, this
You'll
one's
see.
Faster.
You'll see.
I'm telling you, the other one's faster.
You'll have to show me that.
Yeah. It's the next one up.
And then what?
And then it's like straight the whole way to our house.
Oh, okay.
I know this way, too,
because
right. I used to, Steph used to work in this area.
This is the only way I've ever known.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm going to end this one right now. All right, everybody. Sorry for ending this episode so abruptly, but D-Man is off for the rest of the week, so this was a shorter episode. So first, I'd like to thank www.radunique.ca.
Go there, check out the media work. If you want anything done, message them through the site, info@ratherunique.ca. And once they give you a quote, mention the podcast and you'll get another 10% off. Pretty sweet. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54, capital T, capital G, the number 54. You can play with myself, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @carpoolingpod. Follow myself on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and leave a comment letting the world know what you think about the show. It would help out immensely. On behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.